A new study from NASA and the University of California at Irvine found an astonishing amount of the groundwater supply has simply disappeared from the Colorado River Basin in just a decade.
The study used satellite data to measure water stored beneath the ground. Scientists say they're shocked by what they found. Jay Famlietti is a senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab and a professor at UC Irvine. He co-authored the study. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'd like to begin by having you paint us a picture of the Colorado River Basin. In other words, exactly what does it encompass?
Well, it provides water to 40 million people. It's the water lifeline of the western United States.
So when you say water, you're talking rivers, lakes, things we can see, and
that's
groundwater,
right,
which we don't see.
That's right. Actually, most of the water that we have on Earth is stored underground, but we don't see it, and so we don't think about it that much, and in some cases, we don't manage it very well.
So this groundwater, if we could see it, you know, if we could have, you know, X-ray eyes, or what NASA has.
Yes,
NASA
right.
has kind of an X-ray ability here.
Yes.
What would it look like?
If we could see it, it would really scare the pants off of us, and that is the massive rates of decline of our groundwater storage. I wish that there were an analogous bathtub ring like we see with the falling water levels in Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir. If we had that sort of visual for what's happening underground, we'd have much greater awareness and much greater willingness to conserve and better manage this really precious resource.
What did you discover with this data that you've analyzed over the last 9 years?
The Colorado River Basin has lost 2 times the volume of Lake Mead, again, as the nation's biggest reservoir. So it's a huge amount of water, and that 75% of those losses were coming from groundwater.
Wow. I mean, that's
yes.
that's actually a startling
yes.
number.
It is.
Why can't this be replaced? Reservoirs are replaced. You know, lakes fill back up when they go down.
First of all, it's a huge amount of water. You know, we can't squeeze water from a stone. I mean, if it's not raining, it's not raining. But the other thing is that because it's underground, it takes a very long time, depending on the geology and the soils and the rock types, for that water to trickle down to the aquifer. So it can take years to decades.
What then are we, and those of us in the West, but we as a nation, looking at here? Farmers depend on this. Cities depend on this all through the West. What exactly is going to happen here? A water war?
Probably not a water war, but we're really talking about a huge hit to agriculture, to food security, to the economy, not just of the western United States, but of the nation, and it will have ripple effects around the world.
That's because, of course, agriculture in the West is a huge part of both the Western economy and the U.S. economy.
That's right. You know, we took a trip to the Middle East last year, and one of the biggest items that we saw in the local markets was California rice. This was in Jordan. So we have a global reach.
What effect will this have on cities? A lot of people, that's where they live.
Right. And so that's an important point. The Colorado River Basin supplies water just to major metropolitan regions like Los Angeles and San Diego and Las Vegas and Phoenix. We're talking about, in the very near future, the Colorado River Basin not being able to meet its deliveries to the different states and the different cities. So if that happens, look at Southern California. If we suddenly lose 25% of our water supply, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I think that all hell is going to break loose.
Mm. One would hope there's something that can be done to mitigate this.
Yes.
Not able really to replace all of that water, but what can be done that makes sense?
Let's admit that we rely on this groundwater very heavily. And when you look at a big basin like the Colorado River Basin, we need a basin-wide groundwater management plan. We haven't had to have these discussions before because the population hasn't been as great and the needs for food production haven't been what they are today. But that era of abundance is over.
Jay Famlietti is senior water scientist at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena. Thank you very much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.